And they'll say this, well, it's a place to train future pastors, Brother Bruce. You know, why are you bashing on Bible college? This is where you're going to, this is the next generation. It's going to do something great for God. This is the hope of America. I hope not. I hope not. But they'll say that. It's like, this is a, if you want to be a pastor, this is what I was told. Okay? I was told, I wanted to be a pastor. Once I got saved, I was like, man, I want to be a pastor. I want to preach the word of God. And they say, you need to go to Bible college. And I went. You know? I went, and you say, well, you know, did you, what did you learn in Bible college? And look, let me just say this, is that I learned some good things in Bible college. It wasn't the Bible that I learned in Bible college. Okay? I'm not being facetious here. I'm just being honest. I learned some good things in Bible college, but here's the thing. Nothing that I learned in Bible college that was good could not have been learned somewhere else. Or in church. You know, character, discipline, all these things that are important, I learned in Bible college, but you know what? I could have learned them somewhere else. But students are conditioned to think, well, you can't get those things if you don't go to Bible college. Okay? Now, they'll say, well, it's a place to train future pastors. You know, and what they mean by that, again, is sitting four hours a day, 5 days a week in a class, learning, you know, taking Bible doctrines 1, 2, 3, 4, learning how to run a bus ministry. We don't have bus ministry here. We don't even have a place to park a bus. We barely have places to park our church members' cars. But here's the thing. This is the reason why bus ministry exists. Because the pastors of these churches are too stinking lazy to go do real soul winning. So they need to have this superficial attendance by bringing in a bunch of unsaved kids week in, week out. You look at churches that have bus ministry, the majority of their attendance comes from the bus ministry. It doesn't come from the actual members, the drive-ins. Okay? That's what it is. And so they're too lazy to go out there and preach the gospel, so they want a superficial attendance by having bus ministry. And look, you say, well, the bus ministry, why are you, that's visiting the widow, the fathers, the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. We do that when you do soul winning. You know, and if that were true, I ran into bus kids who've been to church for years and they never got saved. You know, I just led a bus kid to the Lord a couple months ago here who's been attending Montecito Baptist Church for years. Didn't get saved. They don't care about that. You know what they care about? They care about the attendance is what they care about. Okay? It's sad.